Good morning, everyone.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
It's always a blessing to be able to worship together like this today.
神的祝福，让我们再一起来敬拜他。
And so let's open with a word of prayer, and we'll look into God's word together.
我们一起来祷告，来寻求神的话语。
Father, we thank you for your faithfulness unto us.
主啊，我们感谢你，你的恩典，你的信实领导我们。
We thank you, God, that you are so good.
主啊，你对我们是如此的好。
And today, as we share some of the things that you have done and will do, we ask that everything would be focused upon you.
今天我们一起来回顾，来分享你在我们身上奇妙的作为，让我们把我们的专注力都集中在你身上。
So Father, as we look into your word, we ask that you would open up our eyes and our hearts.
主啊，当我们在学习你的话语的时候，求你开我们的眼，开我们的心。
Would you open up our minds and our lives before you?
让我们的生命，让我们的思想都在你面前敞开。
Would you help us to know you?
让我们真的能够来认识你。
And to serve you.
来侍奉你。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. Back in 1999, I was graduating from college up in the Massachusetts area.
1999年我从大学里面毕业。
And I remember being introduced to a professor on our campus.
我记得那时候有人介绍我认识校园里面的一位教授。
And I found out that he was a Christian.
我发现他也是一位基督徒。
He asked me what my plans were after graduation that day.
那位教授问我，我毕业以后有何打算。
And I told him that I felt called to be a pastor.
我告诉他，我感觉到我被呼召要成为一名牧师。
And that I was going to study at seminary right after I graduated. And I remember right then the professor said something to me. And it's something I still remember to this day. And what he said was, don't be driven, be led. Let's say that together.
我们一起来重复这句话。
Don't be driven, be led. These words, they seem so simple.
这句话看起来非常的简单。
But to live them out is actually very difficult.
但是如果你要在生活中间去实践这句话，倒并非那么容易。
And I think it's because we are so driven in our lives.
因为我想我们在生活里面经常是被很多的事情所驱使。
We are driven to things like achievement, success, and selfish ambition.
我们专注在我们世俗的成功，我们个人的野心上面。
We are driven to get into the best schools.
我们被这些事情驱使，我们想进名校去读书。
To get the best jobs.
去得到一份令人羡慕的工作。
To get the most money.
去赚很多很多的钱。
We are driven to have good families.
我们当然也希望建立一个美满的家庭。
But there is a problem in this.
但是这一切都有一些问题结症。
And the problem is that in our relationships with God, we are not supposed to be driven.
这个问题就是在我们与神的关系里面，我们不应该是被这些当今的潮流所驱使。
We're called to be led by God.
我们应该来顺服，来跟随神的呼召。
And in order to be led, we have to learn what it means to follow Him.
如果我们要顺服神的呼召，我们就要明白，来理解什么是来跟随神。
And we will talk about this in a moment.
我们下面会讨论这件事。
In previous annual congregation meetings, I've shared about the state of our English ministry.
在过往的会员大会，我跟大家分享了我们教会的英文事工。
I shared about where we were and where we thought that God was leading us to go.
我分享了英文事工的现状以及神要带领我们往何处去。
I shared passages like 1 Peter 2, 4 through 5.
我跟大家分享了有些神的话语，比如说是彼得福音第二章第四到第五节。
And it's Peter writes there, I'll read it in the English, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
彼得前书第二章第四到第五节，主乃活石。固然是被人所弃的，却是按神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And I talked about how our church, and more specifically our English ministry, was being built up into a house.
我跟大家一起分享了我们的教会，特别是我们的英文事工是怎么样被神所建造。
How God was making us and building us up, as the master architect.
神是我们后面建造我们这座灵宫的下控制一切的总设计师。
And this is why, for the past 2 years, the focus has been on building up the foundation of our English ministry.
所以在过去的两年中，我们英文事工的主要的目的是建立根基。
In any building, the foundation is the most important.
对所有的大厦，它的根基，它的基础是最重要的。
And so we wanted to make sure that the foundation was very strong.
所以我们希望我们英文事工的根基是非常的坚实的。
We try to do this in many different ways.
我们从很多的方面来做这件事情。
First and foremost, we are able to build up a leadership team.
第一，也是非常重要的，我们要建立一个领袖团队。
And our leadership team was able to get involved and discuss issues and to make decisions and to pray for God's help in our ministry.
我们这个领袖团队要一起来一起来祷告，一起来寻求神的恩典和帮助，一起来做决策。
When I first came to the church, Michael Shum was our only English ministry deacon.
当我刚加入天成教会的时候，我们英文事工只有一位执事，就是 Michael 弟兄。
And I'm thankful now in our English ministry we have two more deacons, Gloria Wu and Jackson.
感谢神，我们英文事工的领导团队也在成长，我们现在又有两位新的执事，是木兰姊妹和 Jackson 弟兄。
In addition to this, we built up the foundation of our English ministry by the teaching that we covered, especially throughout 2017.
第二，我们在建立我们英文事工的根基的时候，我们专注在教导上面，这是我们2017年主要做的一个任务。
We studied books that were not very well known to us in the Bible.
我们在研读圣经里面一些我们并不是非常熟悉的一些章节、一些书卷。
In 2 Peter 3:16 through 17, this is what it says.
在彼得后书里面有一句经文。
Let's read this together in English.
我们先用英文来一起朗读。
一二三 ，All Scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
然后我们用中文来一起来朗读。One, two, three. 圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正。教导人学义都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。是彼得后书三章十六到十七节，我们应该很熟悉。
If we believe in this passage, then we need to read and know all of Scripture.
如果我们真的相信神的这句话语，我们就应该熟读熟悉圣经里面的每一卷书卷。
This means that we need to become familiar with all of it.
所以我们要熟悉圣经里面的每一卷书。
So last year in our English ministry, we looked at New Testament books like Philemon, Jude, Titus.
所以去年我们在学习圣经的时候，读了新约里面的很多我们并不是非常熟悉的经卷，比如说腓利门书、犹大书、提多书。
And we looked at Old Testament books like Habakkuk, Hosea, Joel, and Obadiah.
在旧约里面，我们也读了一些比较生僻的经卷，比如说哈巴谷书、何西亚书、约珥书和俄巴底亚书。
We then moved on and we looked at and discussed the essential and foundational topics of the faith.
然后我们进一步，我们在学习，在探讨我们信仰的根基。
We looked at things like prayer, worship, solitude, service, baptism, revival.
我们讨论学习了很多重要的概念，比如说是祷告、崇拜、独处、侍奉、受洗和复兴。
We also looked at what is salvation.
我们也讨论了救恩到底是什么。
And just as importantly, we looked at what is not salvation.
同等重要的，我们也讨论了救恩究竟不是什么。
In our English ministry, we have a winter retreat coming up next month.
我们英文事工下个月会有一个冬令的退休会。
The theme of our retreat next month is actually living faith.
我们冬令会的主题将会是活出你的信仰。
That our faith is alive in us and it is transforming us, changing us from the inside out.
我们的信仰是活在我们的生命里面的，它会从内向外的来更新变化我们的生命。
But also that our faith is something that needs to be lived out.
我们的信仰是我们要愿意去在我们生命中间去实践去彰显出来。We
have to choose to live it out in all spheres of our lives.
我们要愿意去在我们生活里面的方方面面都活出，都彰显出我们的信仰。At
home, at school, at work.
在家庭，在学校，在工作场所。
With our families and in all of our relationships.
在我们的家庭里面和各种各样的人际关系里面。
That's this year, 2018.
所以今年, 2018年, 我们的任务就是要活出我们的信仰。
Last year, the theme of our retreat was the day of salvation.
去年我们冬令会的主题是我得救的那一天。
Again, as we want to explore in depth, what does it mean to be saved?
如果我们要深入的探讨, 得救、救赎究竟是什么意思?
Because if we don't know this foundational truth, and we don't understand it, then we cannot build anything on top of it.
这件事情非常重要，因为如果我们不了解我们信仰的根基，我们就不可能再继续往前走。我们所做的一切就是空中楼阁。There's
no point to move on to the deeper things of God if we aren't first able to answer the most important question, what does it mean to be saved?
只有我们了解了我们得救究竟是什么意思，在这个基础上，我们才能够进一步更深入的 来了解神的救，神的在我们身上的计划，我们的信仰。So
a lot of last year, actually the past 2 years, has been building upon this foundation in our English ministry.
所以过去的一两年里面，我们一个非常重要的事情就是在我们英文施工来建立我们的根基。But
now that the foundation is established, now that it's hardened, we are now moving on.
现在我们的根基已经建立，我们的根基也慢慢的变得更牢固。
And now we're asking questions like, where do we go from here? And what do we do now?
所以我们现在要问的就是，从这里我们要往何处去，我们该做些什么？
And so to discuss this, please turn with me if you have a Bible to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 5.
现在我们来看圣经，今天的圣经章节, 创世纪12章1到5节。
Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 5.
创世纪12章1到5节。
I'll read it in English, and then our brother will read it in Chinese. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. And he took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions that they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there.
创世纪12章1到5节，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、富家，往我所要指示你的地区，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你。” 叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必祝福他；那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。地上的万族都要因你得福。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，年75岁。亚伯兰将他的妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口， 都带往迦南地去，他们就到了迦南地。To
start off, we have to ask ourselves this very important question.
如果我们要了解这一章圣经，我们要问自己一个非常重要的问题。Do
I want to be Abram, or do I want to become Abraham?
我们希望做亚伯兰呢，还是我们希望变成亚伯拉罕？Here
in Genesis 12, we're introduced to this man named Abram.
在创世纪第十二章，我们了解这位主角叫做亚伯兰。
He was rich, he was wealthy.
他非常的富有。
He had many, many possessions.
他拥有很多的财物。
He lived a very good and comfortable life, secure in his wealth and possessions.
他的生活是非常美满，非常的舒适和安逸的。
Things were not completely perfect in his life. We find out that his family worshiped false gods.
当然他的生活也有不尽完美的地方，比如说他的家庭成员也会拜偶像。
Also, we know that his wife Sarai was unable to give him any children at that time.
我们也知道他的太太萨莱在那个时候不能生育。
But despite these things, for the most part, Abram was happy, he was healthy, he was comfortable, and he was safe.
虽然有这些小瑕疵，但是亚伯兰的生活是，他是非常的快乐、健康并且安逸的。
And I think for a lot of us, when we are honest with ourselves, we want to live a life like Abram.
如果我们想自己，如果我们对自己足够诚实的话，或许你会对自己说，亚伯兰的生活就是我想要的生活。
Because this is exactly what we want in our own lives.
这就是我们生活里面有可能我们每一天在追求的东西。
Again, we want to get into the best schools.
我们需要，我们想进名校读书。
Get the best jobs.
我们想得到一份非常好的工作。
Make a lot of money.
我们想赚很多很多的钱。
Live a good and safe and comfortable life.
我们过一个舒适安逸的生活。
Going back to what I shared at the very beginning, we want to be driven. We don't want to be led.
还记得我刚开始跟大家讲的，我们可能我们的内心，我们都想顺着当今的潮流，随波逐流。我们并不想跟随一个我们不知道前路在何方的一个护照。
Things, they might not be perfect for us, but in our mindset and how we're living and what we want for our children, we want to be like Abram here.
所以我们有可能我们想过的美满的日子，就像亚伯兰现在所拥有的日子。
The problem with this, of course, is that God didn't create Abram to stay as Abram.
但是这个问题是，上帝创造亚伯兰，并不是想让亚伯兰一直就是亚伯兰。
God created Abram to become Abraham, the father of many nations, the father of the faith.
上帝创造亚伯兰的目的是让他变成亚伯拉罕，多国之父，信心之父。
And we see here God, he's calling Abram to leave his life, everything that he was used to, everything that he knew.And to now follow God's new calling in his life.
所以我们看到神呼召亚伯兰离开他所习惯、他所享受的一切，去开始一个新的生活。
God called Abram to pack up all of his family and belongings.
神让亚伯兰打点行装和他的家人一起。
To uproot and change everything and everyone in order to follow God and to be led in his life.
他们要准备做一切的改变，为了是要来跟随神。
God gave him a new way in his life.
神让他们走一条新的路。
And it was only when Abram obeyed and followed God that Abram would be truly blessed.
只有当亚伯兰真的是放下一切来用信心来跟随神的时候，他才得到了神的一切的祝福。
And it was only when he followed God's calling in his life that he would receive his promised son Isaac.
当他跟随神的时候，用他的生命来跟随神的时候，他就得到了他的应许之子。
And through this child Isaac, a great nation of faith would be built and established.
从这个孩子，我们知道就是Isaac， 我们就知道一个真正的一个强大的国度就被建立起来。
And this is a great nation of faith that we are called to live as children of faith.
通过信心，我们现在在座的每一位弟兄姐妹也是这个伟大的信心国度的一个成员。
God's promise, His blessing came and was fulfilled.When Abram followed God's calling upon his life,
只有当亚伯兰用他的生命去跟随神的呼召的时候，神的所有的应许和祝福才真正的临到了我们。
This teaches us many, many lessons.
这段经文让我们学到很多。
And one of the lessons it teaches us that in our relationships with God, we can never be too comfortable.
我想有一点我们能够学习到的是。我们每一个弟兄姐妹跟神的关系中间，我们不应该让我们变得太过舒适。
And it teaches us at the same time that as a church, we can never be too comfortable, always just doing the same thing, the same way, all the time.
同样的，作为一个教会，我想我们也不应该过分的舒适，日复一日重复同样的事情。
In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus teaches something called the Beatitudes.
在马太福音第五章，耶稣教导我们八福。
And Jesus teaches us there what it means to be truly blessed and happy.
耶稣教导我们什么样的人才是真正被祝福的。
In one of my previous churches, we came up with one of our own Beatitudes.
所以在我以前的一个教会里面，弟兄姐妹模仿八福的句式，深造了一句话。
We would say, blessed are the flexible.For they shall not be broken.
我们说，不墨守成规的人有福了，因为他们不会被击垮。
As a church and as an English ministry who are constantly led by God, we need to be grounded in what we believe, but also willing to follow God where He leads us.
如果我们教会我们的英文事工，如果真正的我们来顺从、来跟随神的呼召的时候，我们就应该我们在神的真理上面扎根，有牢固的根基。同时，我们有这样的心愿，愿意来跟随神，走那未知之路。
If Jesus is our Lord, this means that we have to be flexible to follow Him.
如果神真的是我们的主宰的话，耶稣真是我们主宰的话，我们就应该来跟随他，即使他所带领的路我们今天不明白。In
2017, our English ministry studied a lot what the church is supposed to be like.
所以在过去的一年里，我们英文事工研读学习了很多教会应该是怎么样子。
And one of the things that the scriptures teach us very clearly is that the church is called to be a family.
如果你对圣经很熟悉的话，你会知道圣经教导我们的教会应该是一个家庭。
In studying the Bible, we see the word family used throughout the Old Testament. The word friend is used throughout the Old Testament.
如果你读圣经的话，你会发现在旧约圣经里面有一个词叫朋友，在整个整本旧约圣经里面用的次数非常的多。
But the word friend is not used as often in the New Testament.
但是如果你仔细研读新约圣经，你会发现“朋友”这个字眼用的并不是那么的频繁。
And if we look a little bit closer in the scriptures, we find that after the church is birthed in Acts chapter 2, the word friend basically disappears.
如果你再进一步读新约圣经，你会发现在使徒行传当教会被建立以后，“朋友”这个词汇就基本上不再被使用。We
see that it is replaced with the language of love.
朋友变成了被换了另外一些描述爱的词汇。Oftentimes
we see the word now used beloved.
我们看到词汇，比如说我所爱的。And
the word friend, 朋友, is replaced by the word family.
所以朋友这个字眼经常被关于家庭描述家庭的字眼所代替。It's
a new concept. God, Jesus is establishing something new with the church.
所以耶稣基督通过教会在建立一个新的系统。We
see a great example of this in 1 Timothy chapter 5.
如果我们翻到新约圣经，提摩太书第五章第一节，会发现一个非常好的例子。Let's
read this together in English as well.
我们一起用英文来读这段圣经。Don't
rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and the younger women as sisters with all purity.
我用中文来给大家读提摩太一书五章第一、第二节，不可严责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄，劝老年妇女如同母亲。
It's not about being friends only at the church.
所以在教会里面不只是朋友。The
church is called to be the family of God.
所以我们的教会是属神的一个大家庭。And
in a family, there are many life stages that are represented.
在一个大家庭里面，家庭成员有可能在生活、生命里面，他的人生的不同的阶段。
We see this in this passage that older people we are to treat like fathers and mothers, and younger ones as younger brothers and sisters.
在这节圣经里面，我们看到我们应该来善待年长的弟兄姐妹，如同我们的父母，年轻的弟兄姐妹，如同我们自己的弟弟妹妹。And
one of the things we see happening very clearly in our English ministry is the importance of meeting the needs of our different life stages.
所以在我们的英文事工里面，我们意识到我们需要有不同的事工来帮助、来侍奉处于人生不同阶段的弟兄姐妹。Our
English ministry goes from grade 7 through people in their 50s.
我们英文事工的年龄层大概是从中学七年级一直到50多岁的人都有。
The needs of a seventh grader are very different from those who are graduating from high school and going to college.
我们知道七年级的孩子和即将进入大学的孩子，他们的需要是不一样的。And
the needs of those who are working and getting engaged and married are very different from the needs of those who are married with children.
那些年轻人刚走向工作岗位的，并且准备谈婚论嫁的那些年轻人，他们所需要的跟已经结婚有孩子的
And because we are seeing this to be true, I would like to introduce to you the different life stages we have now in our English ministry.
所以我想跟大家介绍我们用的一些术语, 描述不同人生阶段, 不同年龄层的几个名词。
And it is very important that we all use the same vocabulary together.
词汇非常重要, 因为我们在建立事工的时候有特定的词汇, 它有特定的意思。
We have number one, repeat with me, youth. Youth are those who are in ages 12 through 18, and they are junior and senior high school students.
所谓的少年人就是12到18岁的孩子, 他们基本上是初中生和高中生。
I don't know why, but sometimes people from the Chinese ministry, when you refer to Michael, you call him a youth.
在我们中国人的传统里面, 我们把像Michael这样的人也叫成是 youth, 年轻人。
Michael is more than double the age of youth.
所以我们区分一下 youth, 在英文诗歌里面 youth这个词不是指的青年, 而是指的是少年。
And he is now married.
所以我们的 youth, 少年人是不可能结婚的。
Michael is not youth.
所以从这个概念, 这个我们的英文施工的这个youth, 这个少年人的定义来讲, 像Michael这个年龄层就不属于youth。
That is the first life stage.
好, 这是我们的第一个, 一个人生的阶段。
Secondly, we have young adults. Repeat with me, young adults. Very good.
第二个人群叫做青年人。
These are college students up to married couples without children.
这个年龄层概括是 已经进大学的学生一直到可以是结婚但是还没有孩子的年轻人。
It's a very important life stage. This is the life stage where they are learning to become independent. They are graduating from college. They're starting to work, make money, and even getting engaged and married.
所以这个阶层我们都知道是非常重要。 那些年轻人在学习如何的独立, 如何的适应新的工作职场, 甚至会开始谈
This is also the group where they don't come to church, this church, just with their parents.
这个年龄阶层的人不像 youth, 所谓的少年人, 他们是跟着他们的父母来到教会的, 他们有可能是自己。
They have chosen to commit to come to our English ministry here.
他们自己的选择, 他们愿意来到, 我们教会的英文事工。
And then the third life stage, we have families. Repeat, families.
第三个阶段就是,
And very clearly we see that families are married couples with children.
就是已婚并且有孩子的那些弟兄姐妹。
And there we are working through all the transitions and changes of challenges of building up Christian families.
所以我们也知道, 作为一个基督化的家庭, 为人父母的也在面临各种各样的挑战。
And as now we have these life stages in our English ministry, we've made some changes to our ministry.
所以我们英文施工就 面向这三个年龄阶层的弟兄姐妹, 我们有些, 事工上的调整。
We now have a junior high school Bible study every single Sunday.
我们, 每个, 主日, 我们有针对第一个少年人这个阶层的, 查经学习。
It's taught by Gloria Wu and Kevin Chen.
这个年龄阶层的带领人是, 木兰姊妹和, 和 Kevin。
And they teach the young teenagers on their level.
他们教导的内容应该是比较适合这个年龄阶层的少年人的内容。
They're learning and going through the book of Matthew.
他们通过马太福音。
And they're learning about who Jesus is. What did Jesus do in his life and his ministry and his teaching and in his death and resurrection?
他们通过马太福音来教导来学习 耶稣基督到底是谁,耶稣基督的生平,耶稣基督所做的事情,他的教导和他的, 受难。
And this allows the rest of the English ministry to address more mature topics.
这样我们另外两个年龄阶层的弟兄姐妹就可以开始学习更深入, 更成熟的一些, 一些, 一些内容。
Things like what it means to be a faithful witness at work.
比如说如何在工作职场为神做见证。
What does it mean to be in a Christian relationship?
基督徒, 基督化的人际关系到底是怎么样的?
What is a Christian marriage?
基督化的婚姻应该是怎么样。
How can I raise my children in the ways of God?
如何按照神的教导来教养，来教养我们的孩子。
That's one of the changes we've made.
这是我们所做的调整之一。
The biggest change though that's taking place is on Friday nights.
但是我们在礼拜五晚上的活动有更大的调整。
For more than 2 years that I've been here, we've had Friday nights with a time of praise and Bible study and sharing prayer and fellowship.
在我加入天成记教会的这两年里面，每个周五晚上我们在教会聚集，我们会有赞美、查经、祷告和一些团契。
On average, we have somewhere between 8 to 12 people who come.
一般来说，每个周五晚上的聚会，我们有8到12个人。
But among that 10 people, 5 are required to be there.
但是在这个8到12个人里面，一般来说有5个人是每次都到的。
So that means that in our English ministry, only about 5 people are coming.
所以，如果不是在领导团队里面的，大概就每次就那么5、6个人来。
And almost all of them are youth.
所以那5、6，并且那5、6个人基本上都是属于第一组少年人。
But our English ministry is growing most with young adults and families.
但是我们看到我们英文事工现在的礼拜天聚会的很多都是第二组和第三组的弟兄姐妹。
So we realized that we needed to make a change.
所以我们意识到我们要做一些调整。
So after a lot of discussion and prayer, we've now established 3 different community groups taking place on Friday nights.
所以经过很多的探讨和祷告，我们现在会做这样，在礼拜五晚上我们会有三个不同的聚集。
The first group are youth, and they meet every single week at 8 p.m. here, and the contact person is Gloria Wu.
第一组就像以前一样，第一组的重点是在少年人，他们还是在每个礼拜五的晚上8点在教会聚集。这一组是由 Gloria 姊妹木兰姊妹来负责。
They're very cute together every single week.
他们是一些很可爱的少年人。
The young adults, they meet now.In a different group every first and third Friday of the month.
我们的年轻人，我们的礼拜五聚会是每个月的第一和第三个礼拜五。
And Michael Shum is the contact person and leader for that group.
Michael 会是这一组的负责人。
They started last week, and this is their first time together in their community group.
他们上个礼拜五第一次聚会，这张照片就是他们上次聚会的一张照片。
The last group, of course, are the families. And we meet once a month, the last Friday of the month at 6 p.m. And the contact person for that is Jackson.
第三组聚会是针对已经是为人父母的弟兄姐妹，他们是每个月的最后一个礼拜五聚会，负责人是 Jackson 弟兄。
We meet earlier because we have young children who need to go to bed, and we also eat dinner together as well.
这一组的聚会是比较早，6点就开始聚会。因为他们很年幼的孩子有可能会找些需要休息，这一组还有一个特色，他们会有爱宴，会有晚餐。
We met for the first time this past Friday. We forgot to take a picture.
我们第一次聚会是上个礼拜五，很遗憾的忘记拍照片了。
But I don't even know if we would fit, because there are about 25, 26 people in my house on Friday night.
但上个礼拜的聚会是在我家里，大概有25、26个弟兄姐妹。
On average, right now, our English ministry have about 50 to 70 people coming on a Sunday.
一般来说，每个主日我们英文聚会大概有50到70个人。
And on average, we are reaching about 10 people on Friday night.
但是以前过往礼拜五的做法，每个礼拜五我们才10个人左右。
With these 3 now different community groups, we're now able to reach about 50.
所以现在通过这个现在的调整，我们有3个礼拜五的聚会，不同的聚会，我们希望能够有50个人左右参加我们礼拜五的聚会。
Like Abram, as we saw today, we could have just done the same thing over and over again, the way that was comfortable or familiar. But we want to be led and we want to follow God's calling for us as an English ministry.
如果我们还记得刚才我们读的亚伯兰的故事，我们也可以像亚伯兰一样，或者像以前的亚伯兰一样，选择不做任何的改变，过着他那舒适安逸富足的生活。
This is a very, very important year for our English ministry.
但是 但是我们也可以像亚伯拉罕，亚伯兰变成亚伯拉罕一样，我们做出我们按照神的呼召，我们来做调整。今年2018年对我们英文施工是非常重要的一年。
Now that the foundation is established, we are actually building our English ministry now.
我们的根基已经建立了，现在我们的英文施工要向前发展。
And we need your prayers.
我们需要大家为我们祷告。
Because quite honestly, as we follow God's calling for us, we don't know exactly what's going to happen this year.
因为说实话，我们在跟随神的脚中的时候，我们不知道神要具体把我们往哪里带，或者让我们做些什么那样不同的事情。
But we are following God and His calling for us in faith and in trust.
是我们靠着我们的信心，靠着我们的忠心，我们来跟随神。
And we are now finding out our identity and the specific purpose that God has for us.
只有这样，我们才能真的是能够实现，能发现神造我们的他的美好的意，美好的心意。
There is an old song, and I'll close with this today, that I believe that applies to us as an English ministry.
有一首圣诗，我想对我们今天的英文施工是非常适合的。
And the song goes.I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
这是大家非常熟悉的一首诗歌，这诗歌里面的几句歌词是这样的。我不知未来会如何，但我知主所应许。今天我要跟随主的脚中，因为他知道前路如何。有许多未来的事我今天并不明白，但我知谁掌管明天，我也知谁牵我手。
Let's pray together, please.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the great things you are doing in our church and in our English ministry.
主啊，我们感谢你，为你为我们的教会，为我们的英文施工所做的一切，我们献上我们的感恩。
Would you deepen our faith so that we can follow you in the ways that you are leading us?
让我们的信心更加加深，让我们愿意来真的是跟随你的脚中。
Would you continue to build up our leaders and those who will help lead the charge in this calling you have for us?
求你继续建立我们的教会，建立我们的领袖。
And may we be faithful to you.
让我们更加的忠心的来跟随你。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.